Welcome everyone to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday in the 90 Day Fiancé Twitter community.
Oh, so is this like an exclusive? Is this like only exclusives to the people in the community?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I mean, it might be though, because like I think because only the people that join the community can participate in community activities, right?
Yeah.
So this is very exclusive.
Yeah, we're trying to, we're testing out new waters.
I like the idea. I like the idea. So this episode, y'all, I was upset, right? I was screaming and angry. I think, you know, I've been very supportive of Sean and her career and everything. But tonight, I think it really showed that Sean Robinson is not a good host. I mean, we've been talking about this for years, but the way that she let the bullying and tormenting and out-of-pocketness go on and no, like, hey, be quiet, let people talk. She didn't take control. And I think tonight it really hit me. I was like, she's really not a good host. Like, how has somebody been, like, a career-long host and they're bad at it? She's really bad at being a host, and it really irritated me tonight.
Yeah, there was no, like, semblance of order and control.
There was no control. I felt like it was a free-for-all. Nobody felt the need to be respectful to anybody else. Like, everybody just spoke out of turn, screamed at each other, judged each other. And it was like she just was just watching it happen. You know, like, you've ever seen there's a video. It's like a cop and there's, like, two people fighting and the cop is just standing there watching the people fight. You know, it's like a viral video. And literally doesn't even try to break them up. They're just beating the hell out of each other and the cop's just standing there watching. That's what it kind of reminded me of. I was like, look at this chaos. And then she's just watching the chaos transpire.
Yeah, no. And it's not like anything. It's not like she was letting amazing television happen. It was just, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like something amazing was happening that she was allowing for it to happen.
No, it was, it actually made her and the network look bad because Adnan decided to take on Niles, right? Which I get it. Niles has been pretty outspoken in part one, you know, about people and everything, but he took on the one person that the autistic person. And he was just like egging him on. And I don't know. I saw everybody in a different light tonight. Like the way that nobody said anything or said, hey, you know, I don't like the way that you're ganging up on him. Nobody stood up and said, hey, I don't think this is right. And I think that kind of, I don't know, that it rubbed me the wrong way. Cause I was like, you guys have to know, all these people in the cast, everybody sitting here watching this transpire, you have to know that this is not okay. It's not okay to bully and torment somebody because we were smack dab in the middle of Niles and Matilda's scene. Literally, she's talking to Niles and Matilda and Mr. Ark. And out of nowhere, Adnan is like, do you like my family? Do you like my family? And I'm like, what is going on? Like, why isn't anybody telling him, shut up? You know, shut up. Why are you talking? No one is talking about you and your naked mole rat wife. Like, why are you talking? Like, nobody thought to say anything, but they forced Niles to apologize. And that also, it rubbed me the wrong way because I was like, so his behavior is okay. He doesn't need to apologize. He doesn't need to stop talking. He can just do whatever the hell he wants. But they made Niles apologize to everybody for the way that he reacted. And you know what they say about the narcissist? They're like, they don't tell you what they did to get you upset. They just tell you you were wrong for the way you reacted. And that's what they did to Niles. They said, oh, you're wrong for how you reacted, but they didn't hold the person accountable who brought him to that place.
Yeah, I agree. It was awkward that when they made Niles apologize as if everyone else was innocent.
I was like, apologize for what? Because I was like, don't you dare say I'm sorry to none of these people. These people should have stood up for you. I was like, if anything, they should be apologizing to you for being horrible human beings, for not standing up for you and not telling Adnan to shut his stupid mouth. That is the people who need to be apologizing.
I remember this season. It was probably the season with like Amanda and Riley. I can't remember if they were on the same season. But, you know, like the tell-alls that would be eating out of like, out of white trays. Do you remember that? They would eat out of white trays.
Wait, you mean like white styrofoam?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, that.
But I called that out and complained about that on the on social media, and I was like, man, it just looks like they're eating slush in this shitty, styrofoam tray. Can't y'all get something that looks better? So I guess now they're using, it was like a brown package container. So it looked like an upgrade. Yeah.
It's funny because I've worked on different sets, and there's different types of craft services that you get on sets, right? There's like the buffet style craft services, and then there's like the pre-made meals or whatever. And it seems like they've stuck with the pre-made meals, but you're right. The presentation of the meals is pretty, it looks pretty cheap. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're eating. It looks like some of them are eating salad or whatever. Mm.
It looks better than white styrofoam trays.
Yeah, it does. You're right. It looks like they got it. They didn't get it from the corner bodega down the street, you know, because that's kind of how it looks in the beginning. You're like, oh, what'd you get from the bodega down the road? Cause, you know, when I'm in New York, I'm always grabbing something from the bodega, and they put it in one of those styrofoam things. Yeah. So I was like, at least y'all can spend a little bit more money on their salads, you know?
Mm-hmm. I want to get this topic out before I forget it, but explain to me again the whole thing with Joey. So he went back to his house so he could have like shots of alcohol that he forgot to take or something?
Yeah, so he lied to the producers apparently and said he left his passport on the counter, which he had in his pocket, but he forgot his shooters, which are the little tiny alcohol bottles. Okay, so if y'all go to Walmart or the grocery store, they have these little tiny alcohol bottles that you can buy. They're very easy to conceal. So, like, you can take them to work with you. You can have them anywhere. They go in your pocket. And apparently, I didn't realize that they let you take these on the plane. I was always told you cannot bring your own alcohol on the airplane. That's what I was told. Mm-hmm. So, apparently, you can take these little shooters on the plane because I didn't think you could.
Okay, so I'm a little – okay, then I must have misunderstood that Joey's explanation. I'm saying you're correct, but I must have misunderstood Joey's explanation because – all I understood it as he like went back to his house and he took the shots then and there and like drank the shots in the house and then left. So that was my.
No, that's what I didn't get. I got that he, maybe he did. Maybe you're right because I've tried bringing alcohol on an airplane before and they made me pour it out.
Yes.
Even if you buy it, like after you go through TSA, you still can't bring it on the plane. The only alcohol you can have is the alcohol you buy while you're sitting in the plane and in the air. So maybe you're right. Maybe he went home and took the shots and then went back. That would make more sense.
Yeah, that was my understanding. But that reminds me of something like, what's his name? What's Yara's husband's, Jovi? That's something that Jovi would do, I feel like.
I could ask Jovi any rules about alcohol in an airplane, and he would be able to tell me off the top of his head. I guarantee you. I know he knows exactly what you can and can't do on an airplane when it comes to alcohol. That guy, he's a partier. He's a party guy.
Don't you think that's something he would do, though? Like, take a couple shots at home before he headed out to the airport?
Oh, hell yeah. Jovi probably takes pregame shots before he goes to work. Like, Jovi is a good time. He's a good time. I definitely know. If anybody knows anything about those little alcohol bottles, Jovi knows. Jovi knows it all. Just like at strip club. If you want to know how things work in a strip club, you just send Jovi one message and he will give you a top 10 list of everything you can't do in that strip club.
Now, so do you think Jovi could be an alcoholic if he's making the car turn around so he could take some drinks?
I don't like to use that word, but I mean, yes, because he could have easily got alcohol on the plane. It is $12, but it just depends on how bad you want to get drunk. So, yeah, making the production turn around when you're already late for your flight to go back to drink some alcohol before your flight, you probably have a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. You know, like that, because it made more sense when we thought he left his passport, because you can't leave the country without your passport. That made more sense. But he had his passport. He just was like, I'm not drunk enough to make this flight. I need to go back and drink. So, yeah, he probably has a little issue with the.
Yeah, by the way, someone, Gossip Girl, says you can take the small sealed bottles of alcohol onto the plane.
Say what now? You can. What?
Yeah, you can, according to one of our listeners.
Interesting. I'm going to try it. My next flight, I'm going to try it. I'm going to check back in with you guys and let you know how it goes. I'm going to try it and see what they say. Because I thought that you could bring it, but it had to go on your checked bag underneath. So I'm going to try it. We're going to see what happens.
True. Well, I was just about, I was just, oh no, there she's, I was going to give a shout, a quick shout out to Jenny, who's listening, who is our first Patreon subscriber. So thank you, Jenny, aka Pineapple Girl.
Thank you, Pineapple. Love you. Our very first ever subscriber. That's very special. So yeah, I feel like I should
subscriber slash supporter. Yes.
Or yeah, I mean, I feel like I should have a framed picture of her in my house, right? I feel like she's A1 supporter. So I love that.
True. All right, what people do you want to talk about?
Okay, so we were getting into the Brian and Ingrid situation tonight, because remember we heard early on in the tell-all that Ingrid had a boyfriend, and that was why she wouldn't let her or let him go down on her or whatever. Turns out Ingrid denies it completely, which I kind of believe Ingrid, no offense to Brian or anything, but I just feel like his goal was to come on the tell-all to kind of smear her name a bit, because you know he got a bad rep during his season, so I feel like he's full of crap. And then he took a shot at her tonight, which really I thought was below the belt. He said, oh well, you got two baby daddies. And he was like, so you're not that great of a person, you got two baby dads. And I was like, so wait, having more than one baby daddy makes you less of value as a woman? You know, because I was like, let's not forget that this man has four ex-wives.
Yeah.
Four ex-wives and then like seven failed engagements. And so it's like, why are we devaluing her because she got two baby dads? And don't forget, he also earlier in the season referred to her as a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely over this dude. For real.
Did you believe the story about he said that she had a boyfriend or something?
Nah, I don't buy it. I don't think she had a boyfriend. I think that he got rejected by her and she didn't want to have sex with him, and he took it the wrong way, and he was mad. Just like he got mad tonight and said that she wasn't shit because she had two baby daddies. And I was like, so wait, being with a guy and it didn't work out, and then you divorce him or whatever and move on, that makes you a bad person? I just think that he's trying to smear her name because he's trying to get her back for all the shit that he got thrown at him while he was on the show with her. That's just my opinion. Also, Tiger Lily said something about Ingrid that pissed me off tonight, too. She said, you were wearing that lingerie, so, you know, you should have had sex with him because of what you were wearing. So Tiger Lily thinks that based on what a woman is wearing, that determines how far that woman should go sexually. So if she's dressed like a whore, not my words, Tiger Lily's words, if she's dressed like a whore, she should have sex because that's the perception that she's giving off for herself. And I really hope that she doesn't believe that, you know, because it's like, that's like a woman who gets R'd or SA'd, and then the police are like, well, it's your fault for what you're wearing. What the actual hell are you trying? How is that even a thing? No one should ever do anything that they're not ready and willing to do. And she's like, well, since your cooch, what did she say? Your cookie was falling out. Then you should have just gave it up, is what she was basically saying.
Yeah, I feel like she was looking down on Ingrid.
Yeah, she's basically saying, you know, the way you were dressed, that's what you were selling. You were selling that you were easy, you were trying to give it up. And I was like, that's crazy. I feel like Tiger Lily is setting us back, especially with women, women's rights and consent and the Me Too movement. She's setting us back like 100 years. Like all the things that women fought, like the Me Too movement in itself was to show, regardless of what you're wearing, how much the date costs, where you're at, your consent is the most single important thing. So if Ingrid didn't feel comfortable having sex, Ingrid does not have to have sex. Period, end of discussion. She could have been butt booty naked, okay? It doesn't even matter if she doesn't want to go through with it. I don't know. Those type of statements are so counterproductive to where we are in society now and keeping women safe and making sure that women are treated with respect. I think those type of statements are sending us back.
Yeah, this is kind of, I'm injecting this in randomly, but I just have to say, like, it was so annoying when Adnan, he kept saying, like, so you respect my relationship? You respect my relationship? Yes or no? I need to know. You respect my relationship? I was like, dude, drop it already. Who gives a fuck?
Well, I know. That whole thing was really odd to me because he's made it clear many, many times, like, I don't care what these people think. I don't care if they like me. I don't care if they agree. But then the entire time during the tell-all, he's asking each person, do you respect my relationship? Mm-hmm. Wish the best for me. And I was like, I thought you didn't care.
Yeah, right? That was
watching it. Like it was. He kept saying when the tell-all was starting, like, I don't care about these people. I don't care if they feel that my relationship isn't great. Like, I don't care. And then the whole time he's like out here crying like a toddler. Like, do you like me or not? Do you like me? Mm-hmm. Do you think I'm cool? And I'm like, who cares? If anybody respects your relationship or did, there are people who are married that have been married for 10 years and their parents still don't respect their relationship. Do you think that they care? They are still happy and living their lives and have no regrets whatsoever. But I think in his culture, it's normal for him to try and force people to agree with him. Did you notice that he loved anybody who agreed with him? Who had the same opinions and views with him, that was someone that he could get along with, and that anyone who had a different view, he declared war on that person. They were ready to fight.
Oh, and then it was, I guess, I don't know if they heard, remember when we did a podcast episode and then we took like Lauren's boyfriend, girlfriend test or whatever?
Yes, and then we, like, I do remember that.
Yeah, we had each other, or I might ask you questions, you answer them. And then they must have heard that. They're like, oh, we got to have Vanja do the same bit.
Yeah, they be eavesdropping on us. They definitely be eavesdropping on us. So, yeah, we did the Lauren's boyfriend, what was this, girlfriend
test, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and we took the test, and the same questions that we kept asking, because, like, the one where, have you drowned before? Like, it was the same questions that they were highlighting on the show, which I thought was really interesting. They definitely be listening to us. Yeah. And a lot of people don't understand the drowning question, so I'll just put this out there. I drowned as a kid, and I had to be revived. So I think it's possible to ask the question, have you ever drowned before? Because everybody's like, well, if you drown, you couldn't answer the question, you'd be dead. But I did drown as a kid, and I was revived. So technically, I could answer yes to that question.
I believe your story, but didn't Lauren say, like, oh, yeah, I drowned, like, 6 times or something?
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think if you've drowned more than once, that's like a unicorn story in itself, right? Like, when I drowned as a kid and had to be revived, I never actually really got back in the water ever again. I'm terrified of water. So
for Lauren, when, like, a gal or guy, like, pees in his face, he considers that drowning.
That could be, because not only drowning, but that's like a refreshing drink for Lauren, right? I feel like that's like a Gatorade.
Exactly. And then what did you think of Mr. Ark on the tell-all?
Oh, so I really did like Mr. Ark's shower, what do you call it? Living room curtain that he was wearing for the show with the little sexy off-the-shoulder side. I thought that he was definitely working towards increasing his OnlyFans numbers tonight. Because I was like, look at Mr. Ark showing all this skin tonight with his little sexy shower curtain. I was like, look at that. I mean, I love Mr. Ark. I think he's funny. He's really, really honest. But I was dying on that outfit, though. And the way the little off the shoulder showing a little nipple on the one side, I was like, look at him working on his OnlyFans numbers.
Yeah, he looked like a package of fruit stripe gum.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I don't know what Ross store sells these living room curtains that this man is wearing, but good for him. Good choice. It stood out. There was 3 tweets for that, so I applaud him. He got my attention tonight. I'm not subscribing to your OnlyFans, though, Mr. Ark. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. You didn't get me.
True. Did you see that weird thing where they showed a fan's tweet, but then they, like, hid their name?
They blurred it out. I did see that. They said where the person was from, but then they blurred out their username. So I'm confused at that, because they've always, well, not always, but back in the day, they used to pull tweets. And then there was a Google Doc that you could fill out when you wanted to ask a question. They would always use your name and location. So tonight was something new. They said the person was from Westchester. And they asked the question, and then their username was blurred out. So I'm very interested in knowing why they can't use fans' usernames anymore. So I don't know the backstory on that. But, you know, you and I both know that they've been stealing fans' tweets and using them as questions on tell-alls for years. Like, we know that this has been going on. But the fact that they're, like, blatantly hiding people's identity so you don't know who asked the question is a little weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I wasn't, because I was looking at the image and it looked like their username had, I'm trying to pull it up right now. It had like 90, their username looked like it had like 90 Day Fiance something, So it's probably like a maybe. I wonder if it's like a meme account or something.
Oh yeah, it could have been a meme account. I mean, but again, I don't know what's the what would it hurt by showing the username.
Yeah, no, I agree. It'll be.
I don't know what I mean. Unless they're like saying like, we don't endorse some of the things that they said. Like maybe they tweeted something they didn't like. You know, there it could be a million different things. I don't know why they would do that. They've never done it before, though.
Yeah, it could be a meme account that's like that posts like Statler memes.
Right. I mean, yeah, maybe there was something on there and it would have been like, we don't condone, these are the thoughts or views of this person or whatever. Speaking of Statler, this is off subject, but I commented on one of the posts about her asking, remember we were talking about this before, the wish list where she's going to be moving into a new apartment and she wanted people to buy the stuff on her wish list like as housewarming presents.
Mm-hmm.
So I commented on one of those posts and she replied back and I basically said on my comment that I was like, you know, it's crazy that this lady who lives with her mom who's unemployed is asking people to buy her stuff or whatever. And she responded and she was like, oh, I'm very much employed. I work more than you. And mm-hmm. she was like, I am not asking for anything from anyone. It would just be nice. And I was like, well, putting out a wish list and then asking people to purchase something from the wish list is asking for someone to do something. Like, mm-hmm. it's not like, I mean, she made it seem like, oh, the wish list is there. If people want to buy something from it, they can. It's like, but you asked them to. So I replied back and I was like, show me. Well, she said that she works 80 hours a week. She works more than I do. She probably makes more than I do. So I was like, instead of responding to me, send me a picture of your pay stub with 80 plus hours on it and I'll leave you alone. And she didn't respond. So I guarantee you that she does not work 80 plus hours a week. I can guarantee you that. I'm pretty sure she probably, if she works, I don't think she does. It's probably part-time, 20 hours a week, absolute max.
Maybe she's adding all the hours towards her.
Towards her podcast. Or I mean, even with the podcast, you can't even be editing that many hours. It's not possible. She's full of crap. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just trying to tell her. I was like, for someone who quit her job, moved overseas, bought a van with somebody, and now you want everyone to pay for everything for you. You got to take a little accountability in here for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you made some shitty decisions and now they suck, but it's not, you know, the fans and the viewers' responsibility to bail you out. You know, you're not a bank. You know, like you don't get bailed out by the government. You know, you have to take some responsibility and fix some stuff yourself.
Yeah. Speaking of off subject, can I go off subject too?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like Kara. Is it Kara or Kara?
My co-host name is
Kara. No, like the 90 Day chick.
Oh, Kara. Kara.
Yeah, Kara. Yeah, I think so. I think I know she was in like DC today to do like a little performance.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, that's close. Isn't that close to you?
Yeah, but then so that's why I bring it up. So then, but it, like when I learned that she was going to be in DC, it was at the same time. It's like literally like kind of snowing a little bit, nasty weather. So I was like, yeah, I don't see myself going out in the snow. I mean, I don't because it's I'm not in DC, but I'm like nearby. But I was like, yeah, I wasn't trying to like go into DC in the snow.
Yeah, I get it. I do want to go to one of her shows. She said that she was planning something in Florida this year. So when she hops down here to the Sunshine area, I'm definitely gonna go see her. I think that she's one of the people that I would support. If anybody else was doing a show or anything, I don't know. But I think I would show up for her.
True, yeah. Well, hopefully the weather will be more cooperative for her next performance.
Yeah. I hate this weather. I mean, I can't say that it's affecting me, but it's been really cold down here. We're not getting snow, but it's been really cold down here.
True. All right, I'm going through my tweets and seeing if I forgot any subjects. That we haven't talked about Lauren at all.
Oh, yeah. Was he really on tonight?
Not too much.
I know that he was Team Adnan, him and Joey. They were like, oh, we got your back or whatever. More so Lauren. Lauren was like, oh, well, what have I ever said that was against you or whatever? I respect your family. And I feel like Lauren was kind of trying to befriend Adnan, which I think is a bad look. But at the same time, Lauren doesn't really have any supporters at all. So getting a supporter for him, I think, would be a step up. You know, I feel like he needs somebody that's going to be on his side. Everybody is kind of anti-Lauren. It's funny, even with Adnan, he's the most hated. I think Lauren is still in a very close second at this point. Everybody is just like, well, I can't stand this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so, I mean, it's fair to say Adnan is this tell-all's loudmouth, a.k.a. like Jasmine that 1 year and Sparkles other year. And
yeah, Adnan is the Sparkles this tell-all. I think it's intentional. I think that he went in with, and I think producers did too, because I was watching tonight, and even no matter who was talking, what segment we were on, I noticed that the producers showed him and Tiger Lily. Even while other people were talking, they just kept showing them and his reaction and his face. And I was like, I think the producers are in on it. They want him to be that loudmouth, annoying force. And I think that they told them to do that. I think this was all calculated. I think that they were like, oh, yeah, you need to be over-opinionated. You need to cut people off. You need to just give your opinion, even if no one asked for it. I definitely think that they're a part of him being the annoying idiot he was.
Yeah, I think it's their effort to kind of mold him and Tiger Lily into, like, their next stars, unfortunately.
Yeah, I said it earlier, guys. You know, they have already filmed Happily Ever After. So it's not like you're getting rid of these people. They will be on Happily Ever After. So will I shouldn't tell y'all everybody. But they will be on Happily Ever After. So you're not going to get rid of these two. And they're wrapping up the filming for that season. So, yeah, they are setting them up because that's the next. They're coming after the OG 90 Day Fiancé season. So this is the setup. Their big debut for their transition is this tell-all.
True. And then anything to say about Vanja for tonight's episode?
She did try to talk to Adnan, which I didn't know the reason behind that. She wanted to talk to him like alone, like maybe she wanted to ask him, you know, why he was so controlling or show her concern for Tiger Lily or whatever, but he shot it down. He said that he doesn't talk to women when his wife isn't present, which, you know, we knew that with Muslims it goes both ways. The wife can't talk to a man without her husband present, and the husband can't talk to a woman, whatever. But I don't know, I think Vanja, I like her a lot, right? But I definitely feel like she likes the spotlight. And I think that she wants to be a star. And I feel like her nice, innocent persona might be a little exaggerated. I think that she likes putting herself in the middle of the drama, and she likes the attention. I'm getting that vibe from her as we go on.
Yeah. And then, what did you think of the back and forth between Adnan and Sunny about their, like, Muslim stuff?
I actually really enjoyed it. I really did, because I didn't like how Sunny was, like, oh, very controlling with Vea, like, oh, well, you have to do this, and this is my religion is so important. And then when it came to following his own religion, whenever it was convenient for him, he would follow it. So it was kind of nice to see him get called out, because he was doing whatever the hell he wants. He was drinking alcohol. He was having sex before marriage. And whatever he wanted to do that went against his religion was fine. But whatever Vea wanted to do that was going against his religion wasn't. So it was kind of nice to see a hypocrite called out, you know, for things. I mean, it was probably called out by the wrong person. I don't think Adnan is the person to be calling people out. But I do like seeing hypocrites called out and watch them sweat a little bit, because they don't know how to explain why they can do whatever they want and you can't. So it's always nice to see them sweat.
Yeah, it was funny when, what's her name? Vea went on a date with her dog walker.
That was interesting. I didn't see that coming. Okay, so I'm going to say this. I remember the dog walker. I remember the scene. And I completely misread the dog walker. I thought that the dog walker didn't play for the same team as Vea. That was just my perception of his little 10 seconds on the show. So when she said that she was on a date with him and they went to Walt Disney World, I was like, oh, I didn't see that. So it was a little, it caught me off guard. I was like, oh, I didn't see that. But apparently it was like a really short thing. Her and Sunny break up for a month. She goes on a date. They get back together or whatever. But yeah, I didn't know the dog sitter was straight. So when they replayed the scene and I saw the scene back and I was like, yeah, I didn't see that. See, that's why I got to stop like assuming things about people, because I didn't see that at all.
That's funny. I think Adnan called him a dog babysitter.
Yeah, he called him a dog babysitter. He's a dog sitter. I don't know what the actual term is.
I'm pretty sure. Dog walker, dog sitter, but I know it's not dog babysitter.
No, but there's no baby involved. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that babysitter is for a human, and then your dog sitter is just a dog sitter. You know, it's a dog.
Sure. Do you want me to read through some of the comments?
Yeah, let's see what everybody's talking about. How'd y'all feel about this tell-all?
Okay, let's see. Jenny, our supporter, she says, I love y'all. I'm so excited. Vic says, Jovi's taking a shot right now, literally at a strip club.
That's probably accurate.
True. And then Lana, our OG, says, I can't believe Tiger Lily is that dumb when he told her he can have many wives. She's just the first.
See, I used to think Tiger Lily wasn't dumb and she was acting. Now I think she's dumb. Like, as I see more of her. Somebody brought up to me tonight, did you notice this? During her season, she was challenging of everything that Adnan brought to her, like what she could wear, who she could talk to, who could do her hair. But did you notice that at the tell-all, she's defending him? Like, she's like, well, no, that's just what, as a Muslim, that's just what he does. Like, she's more submissive to everything that he demands. And a lot of people were saying, oh, she was faking it during the season. Like, remember, she's like, I have to talk to him because it's not fair. I should be able to wear a swimsuit, or I should be able to do my hair with a guy, or I should be able to see a male gynecologist. Like, she was always challenging him throughout the season. But once she got to the tell-all, there was no challenging. She was just submissive to whatever he said. So a lot of people say that's a little weird.
Yeah. I agree with you. So I think there's a name for what those drinks. I'm not sure. Someone says nips in Massachusetts. So actually, I'm not even sure what that's in reference to.
Oh.
I don't know. These comments kind of throw me off because they're out of context. Someone tell me what nips in Massachusetts is. Anyway,
like a strip club, right? I feel like that's a strip club.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's see. Should I Google? At this point, I gotta Google it. Hold on.
I don't know, guys. That sounds like a strip club to me.
Yeah, it sounds like a strip club.
It sounds like a fun one too. Not like one of those boring ones. That sounds like a fun one. I've never been to club in Massachusetts, so they might all be fun.
Oh no. So the nips are small bottles of alcohol, and in Massachusetts, individual cities and towns can decide whether to ban them. Some communities that have banned nips. Yeah, the small bottles of alcohol are called nips.
Oh, they have a name. Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, now I know. Yeah. I didn't know that. So okay, because yeah. Those remember the little alcohol ones that you buy at the store? They call them like, what do you call those? You get them at like Walmart. You used to promote them for a while.
Oh, the ones that I used to drink?
Yeah. Those had a name too.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm being slow. I know I used to promote them, but they're not falling out. So maybe that's why I can't.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. But yeah, they have a name. So, and now that I know you can bring them on an airplane, I'm going to start bringing them on the airplane. I'm really excited about that. I'm not really like good with being in the air. So a little buzz helps me a lot. Like I'm not like I fly all the time, but I also feel like the plane probably will crash. So I like to be like a little tipsy so I can get through. Mm-hmm.
True. Let's see. Someone says, stop calling Tiger Lily by that ridiculous name. Her real name is Mariko, not Tiger Lily.
Well, okay, technically, she did change her name legally to Tiger Lily. But yeah, her real name is Mariko, which, I don't know, I kind of like that better. It sounds a little more, like, human. I feel like Tiger Lily is like an animated character from an anime cartoon. I don't know, it doesn't sound like a real person for me.
Let's see, I'm just going through the comments real quick. Vanja and Niles are the only two with balls to stand up to Adnan. let's don't say Vanja has balls, because then Lauren's gonna try to date her.
I feel like Lauren's already trying to date her. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't prove that, but I feel like they've been a little too close at this tell-all so far. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Vanja falls in love with anybody. I feel like she could fall in love with Lauren if given the opportunity. She falls in love with everybody she meets.
Mm. Did you feel Brian's daughter brought anything to the table on the show?
Well, she pissed me off because she brought up that Ingrid should have known that her dad was 53. And I was like, well, how was she supposed to know if he lied on his... Because she was like, well, how real was your relationship? What did you talk about if you didn't know how old he really was? And I was like, so now we're blaming her for not figuring out he was a liar? Like, is that what we're doing now? Like, you don't, like, I don't understand how it's her responsibility to decipher lies from the truth. It's his responsibility to just not lie to people. So, yeah, I feel like she was almost condoning his behavior, which is super toxic for a daughter. You know, she's a woman. She should see it from a woman's standpoint. So she shouldn't be condoning and justifying him lying to this woman. Like, that's crazy to me.
Mm. Oh, by the way, the thing we were, the alcohol was called Buzz Balls.
Yeah, Buzz Balls. That's what, I couldn't think of it. But yeah, so, and you said the other ones are called Nips.
Yeah, the Nips are the small bottles of alcohol. It's like an East Coast thing.
I don't know why that sounds like something else.
It sounds like nipples.
Yeah, that's not something. That's not what I would have expected. So yeah, okay, okay, I got it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with the bottles. I just didn't know the names.
Yeah, so there's a store in my neighborhood that sells those little bottles for like a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm very familiar with them. So I'll grab a few or whatever. Just, you know, I want to watch TV but not be like drunk as a skunk. So I'll just drink like a little tiny bottle, you know. So.
Mm. True. Let's see. Someone says, I can't believe I'm saying this, but honestly, I'd rather watch Shekinah and Sarper over Adnan and Tiger Lily. Sarper is funny and entertaining to me.
Well, I mean, we can't forget that Sarper ripped the hair out of her head. I mean, he is funny and entertaining, but he did rip the hair out of his fiance's head, which is not, it's not really good behavior. But again, I don't disagree with you. I could deal with Sarper. He's more tolerable than Adnan. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. They're both shitty human beings. Let's just be realistic. But I could deal with Sarper a little more than I could deal with Tiger. Tiger and her little Adnan. I can't with them.
Yeah, like Lauren, he was on live yesterday or something. He was stated on the show tonight where Sonny and Vay are together, like back together.
Yeah, they're back together, which I was a little shocked by.
Well, so I would have been shocked by it, except that like Lauren said that like on his live, like either yesterday or the day before.
Did he?
So yeah, he's like, yeah, they're still together, at least according to what I saw during the show, aka the tell all.
Oh, so he's out here dropping tea.
He drops it, he doesn't even realize it.
Yeah, I don't think that he knew that he should have known he wasn't supposed to say that. Because, yeah, I was under the impression that they weren't together. That's the last thing I heard. And if I heard correctly, because, you know, this tell-all was filmed months ago, I still heard that they're not together at this current time. So mm-hmm. I think that they might have been working it out then, but I don't think they're
now.
Oh, and he lost his visa for South Africa, which was interesting. So he was going back to Bangladesh. But his dad is in South Africa, so how did it work that his visa's not renewed, but his dad can stay? I was confused by that too, because they own a business together.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but there must be like a special like unibrow visa that allows him the immunity.
The more likely your interview will go well.
Yeah, the one in K1 is for his one brow.
I mean, maybe that's a requirement. You got to have one big unibrow. And maybe that's, you're determined to be a powerful citizen or individual based on how thick your unibrow is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how, what's that one guy where, it was in the Bible where the longer his hair was.
Oh, like Samson.
Yeah. The longer your, so the thicker your unibrow is, the stronger you are, right? Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah. Yeah. True. Let's see. Any other topics we haven't hit?
Let me see. Let me look over my tweets. Mm-hmm. I feel like we covered a lot, but tonight's episode, though, I was just angry. You know, I think mm-hmm. that we need a good host, and I think it's really starting to show the lack of direction and the lack of authority that we have with Sean. And I love Sean. I think Sean's a beautiful woman. I think that she's very professional, and she looks amazing for her age of, I think, 60 years old. But she's doing us a disservice with the tell-all, and I think it really hurt Niles. Well, some people argue with me tonight that they're like, oh, Niles has a smart mouth, so he got what was coming to him. And I was like, yes and no. He did talk mm-hmm. in the game, but I do feel like when someone is bullying or tormenting somebody, you know, that's not the environment that we want to create for the tell-alls. People should want to be able to speak and want to express themselves. They shouldn't be, you know, bullied and tormented to the point where you go backstage that you're about to physically fight each other. I feel like that's not the type of environment you want to create, you know, for people to open up and tell people how they feel.
Mm.
But I'm not mad. If they did fight, I'm going to watch it. I'm actually really interested in seeing if Lauren takes a shot at him. I'm really interested. Or not, if Niles takes a shot at
mm-hmm.
him. Because, you know, they've been pumping it up for 3 weeks now, so I'm assuming nobody hit anyone. Because they haven't shown any hitting, but I would not be mad at all if he did. I feel like somebody said tonight that this was the one time they wish that Angela was present at a tell-all, because they feel like Angela or Renee would have smacked Adnan in the face. And I kind of feel like Renee would have. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, maybe that's why they didn't want Renee there. Yeah, go off on Adnan.
There's method to this madness, because I think if Adnan would have gotten in Renee's face and spoken to her the way he spoke to Niles and Vanja tonight, I think Renee would have hit him. I really think mm-hmm. Renee is the type of person where she would get up and smack you.
Yeah, no, I think Renee wouldn't take any of Adnan's shit.
No, I think that would have been her match. You know how when people meet their match, I think Adnan would have
that would have been his match.
Yeah, I think Renee would have, and again, that's why I'm really disappointed. I know she's a hated cast member, people don't like her. I wanted to see her react to the things going on this tell-all, because I just know the way that she reacted to Chidi's family and to Chidi on the show, it just shows me that she wouldn't have taken the shit that they were letting go on this tell-all. She would have spoken up.
Yeah, she's like a loose cannon.
Yeah, I think that they really would have had to hire security. Like, if Renee was present, they would have had to have, and not just, like, security, like Secret Service. You know, like, some big dudes, you know, to keep people off each other.
Steve from Jerry Springer.
Oh, yeah. Steve Wilkos! Oh, my God! That's the guy. That's the guy you want to have on your
mm-hmm. Yeah, they should have put her, Renee, on the couch, on a, do like, a two-person couch with Steve Wilkos, you know, next to her.
I miss the Jerry show. I just watched the documentary for his show.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that show. Such good TV. It's amazing TV.
Oh, you want to hear a funny story? I think I was in like high school, and this may be like aging me, but I was in high school in like a typing class, and then everyone was like, "All right, if we get our work done quick, can we turn on the TV in the classroom?" And then we turn it on. And then they had, you know, cable and stuff or whatever channels. So we put on Jerry Springer, and the teacher was a pushover. So we put on Jerry Springer, and we were watching it during our typing class.
Oh, y'all are lucky. We could never watch like TV at school, but you know, I went to like a Christian, like a cult Christian school or whatever. We couldn't do anything fun like that. You were so lucky.
Yeah, we were raffles.
First of all, if we got caught watching Jerry Springer, they would have like bathed us in holy water. Like, they literally would have like started throwing holy water at me. But yeah.
Yeah, thank you, public school, for these fun experiences.
See, I wish I never attended a public school in my life, and I feel like I missed out on everything. I feel like I was one of those people that was sheltered, because my mom was like, oh, you're only gonna go to these weird cults Christian schools, and now I feel like I missed out on everything. Now I'm just this, I'm a fish out of water. Like, I feel like everybody's experienced everything and I haven't.
Yeah. Someone says, me too, George. Niles may have his opinions, but Adnan was rude and was bullying him, interrupting their segment like he was the shit. Folks don't have to wish his marriage well.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree 100%. Because, you know, every time somebody gets married, they always say, is there someone who doesn't agree? We give everybody the opportunity to agree and disagree. And I feel like Adnan is taking away that freedom of choice from people who agree with him or you're his enemy. You know, and that type of behavior, that's hateful behavior, and it's angry, it's mean type of behavior. I fear about people like that, because it's like they are so worried about the acceptance and of other people and approval of other people that they kind of turn into a crazy person, because that's how he was. He was like, I hate you if you don't agree with her. But then when Brian said that he agreed, he's like, okay, I love you. But it's like such a weird thing where he's like, I can't like you or agree with you or deal with you if you don't agree with exactly what I believe.
She Bells, aka Sherry, she says, they need you two to host the show. It's almost like Sean is bored and dozing off. She barely talked tonight.
I forgot she was there. Like, honestly, she didn't even, you know, those cue cards. She has like a stack of like 100 cue cards. She asked nothing. Literally the tell-all ran itself tonight, and I feel like that was my main complaint. I was like, we need some order, and the real questions that we want to hear, somebody needs to actually ask them. We don't want to hear Adnan constantly asking who respects his family. We want to hear real questions, and I think y'all are right. Sean, it's like she wasn't even there. It was like we were just watching a bunch of people talk in a room with no actual order. So yeah. Sean, if you want to retire, you know, you've worked a really long time. You know, I'm not going to be mad, but we definitely need to get a good host in there who's going to actually take control and ask questions and give the show tell-all closure we deserve.
What if they turned like it into a spinoff show, like 90 Day Fiancé, who, you know, competition for who's the new tell-all host?
I will watch that. I will watch. I mean, and yeah, give them, let each, like, or you know how I used to watch Basketball Wives, Love and Hip Hop, and they would have their reunions, and every reunion would be for a while a different host. At John Sally, when they would change it up. So I wouldn't mind if they start testing out new people to host. And for me, a lot of the older, like OG cast members, I would like to see them give it a try. You know, like some of the OG cast members who've been around for a long time, I would like to see some of those people give a try, like hosting a tell-all and just see how it goes. You don't got to sign a 10-year contract, you know, but like just see how it goes. And because I think, and then each, like, and for instance, if we're on Happily Ever After, then an OG Happily Ever After person would be the tell-all host. Or if we're on The Other Way, it has to be a OG The Other Way cast member would host that tell-all. And you know, I think it would be a little more interesting because those people can relate to each other in a way because they were once in that same spot on the other side, you know. So it would add an extra element of like relatability to that, because Sean doesn't know what it's like to be in these people's shoes. She doesn't even watch the show, so I feel like there's a huge gap between the host and the cast member.
Yeah, to the person that just suggested Tim, I'm not a Tim fan, so.
Tim as a tell-all host, I don't really know. Okay, so I feel like Tim can be funny at times, but Tim by himself is not funny. It has to be Tim and Veronica. They're a package deal. Like, I don't think Veronica could do anything on her own without Tim and vice versa. So, yeah, I don't know if Tim is interesting enough or funny enough to host a tell-all.
I don't think, because that's kind of like a known commodity. Even if it was Tim and Veronica, it's like a known commodity. So to me, like, that's not an exciting development if they were hosting a tell-all. I'm like, well, we've seen them before.
I don't want to say I'm not a Tim and Veronica fan, but like, I definitely think Tim and Veronica could be more entertaining. Like, I know there's a lot of hardcore fans that are like, oh my God, I love them. Don't ever get them off of Pillow Talk. They're the best. I've never felt like they were the best two people to be on Pillow Talk. And even when they were on their season, when Veronica was on and then Tim and did the single life and Veronica was on with him, I don't think that they're as funny and interesting as people make them out, right? Like, I think that there's a lot of hype in there, and I don't really understand it. Like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I don't understand the infatuation with the two of them. Maybe I'm not supposed to, but I've never thought that they were the funniest two people on the show. Like, I'm just gonna be real.
Yeah, I don't think they should be telehosts. The end of story.
No. I mean, maybe. I mean, I think that Veronica and Tim did wouldn't remember when they would get two cast members and they would do commentary during a tell-all, didn't
they? Would shove them in the freaking utility closet, then they would throw it to them.
I feel like they did that, though, right? They did.
Yeah.
It was like, or was it?
It was Kenny and, like, Tim, yeah. And they were both in the closet, literally and figuratively. So,
yeah, yeah, and it wasn't even that memorable because most people don't even remember that, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like Kenny and Armando, I think they're great together on Pillow Talk, but hosting a tell-all, I don't know if they would be able to hold the whole thing and keep your attention the way that you would want.
True. Do you think Liz is too nice to host a tell-all?
I don't know if she would ask the right questions. Yeah, she's nice, and she's you know what I like about Liz? She's one of those people that doesn't want to start a problem with anyone and doesn't want to fight with anyone, which I respect. I'm the same way. But when it comes to the tell-all, you need to be a little messy. You know?
Yeah, but I feel like Liz is like fiery when needed. Like I feel like she'll get angry if needed.
Well, yeah, but you got to piss her off. And nobody pisses Liz off. I think people respect Liz for the most part. I don't know. Yeah. I think I'd have to see it, but like I told you, I would love to see people try hosting. Like, we could do trial runs, right? There's four parts, right? What if we had four different people hosting each part and like give everybody a shot, and then we could vote, like you said, we can vote on who we think was the strongest host, and then we can maybe pick the next host ourselves. You know, I definitely think that's a good idea. I think as people who've been watching the show for 11 years now, we should have a little more say in who's taking us back to the tell-alls and doing the ending of the shows and the seasons. I think we should have a little more say in that. So yeah, if you want to do a spinoff where we get to vote and watch people host and stuff, I'm down for that.
Yeah, I was always shocked to learn, you know, that a lot of the cast members like don't even watch a show and aren't up to date and barely even watch their season. Or was that a surprise to you when you
right? Because when I've been like talking to cast members for a long time, most of the cast members back in the day always watch their seasons. Mm-hmm. So I see the cast members now, they're like, oh, I haven't watched it, or I don't watch the show, I don't want to see it. That's kind of a new thing. Like, the newer cast members, I feel like, are the people that are doing that.
Yeah, the new ones, like, they watch it at a bare minimum.
Yeah, they only watch what they need to watch. Like, I've heard some cast members say they only watch, like, the highlights. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when people post like the snippets and stuff of the moments, they won't watch the season. That's a little different, though, because like my friends, like I have friends that were on the show 4, 5, 6 years ago. They watched every episode, like, and they still watch it. They'll go back and watch it again. So I think this is a new development for the new cast members where they don't want to see themselves on TV. Like when Liz was like, oh, I don't watch it, I refuse to watch it. To this day, I've never watched it. That's weird to me. Like, because I would like to know what people are seeing or think I'm about. So it would be weird for me to not want to at least see how I was edited. Because I know, obviously, I was there when they were filming, but I would love to see, you know, what made the cut. So what are people seeing about me?
True. But yeah, I would like to tell a host to be, it has to be someone that's like well-respected, but then in the perfect world, it would be someone that has like the knowledge that you and I have on the show, like the super fan knowledge.
Well, yeah, I feel like someone who is on the show is always going to be a little more biased and probably nice because they know what it's like to be judged. So it would probably be better if it was a super fan, somebody who doesn't have any reservations of just saying something. I always go back to Wendy Williams. She's like one of my favorite shock jocks from back in the day. She, even though she would be talking to like the biggest star in the world, she would still ask the questions that needed to be asked. She had no reservation. So if she was on an interview with Whitney Houston and she was like, so you've been smoking crack lately? You know, like she just didn't care. And I feel like that's the type of attitude you have to have. It can't be about, these are my friends, I want to maintain my relationship with my friends. It has to be more about, I need to ask the right questions, the questions that people want to hear.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me see if there's any newer comments that we haven't read. Let's see. And by the way, do you notice, I mean, do we have a lot of, I was worried when we did this this podcast inside the 90 Day Superfans community feature, but it's a pretty packed house.
Yeah, this is the first time that we've done a in the community only space. So yeah, I was a little worried too, because and also it's late. It's very late. Mm-hmm. So we were wondering how many people were still gonna be waiting. You know, tomorrow there's a huge day tomorrow. There's the inauguration. So there's so much going on. And it's also, I think, Martin Luther King Day. So mm-hmm. worried, you know, of how many people would be interested in joining. So I love to see how many people are here talking about this, because y'all know this is all I be talking about. 9 Day Fiance is all I be talking about. So I'd love to see that y'all are up with us.
Mm-hmm. And then let's see. Sherry says, I would love it if they would read our tweets on the tell-all. It would be our questions, which would be way better than Sean.
They used to. I don't know how long you've been watching the show, but they used mm-hmm. to read our tweets. This was more during COVID. They would read our tweets during, there was a show called 90 Day Bears All. And then they would also do it on certain tell-alls. They would read our tweets, but they don't do it anymore. And it was really fun to see our tweets up on the screen.
And then this person says, John or Kenny, they're funny and spot on with a lot of their analysis of the couples.
Wait, who?
John or Kenny. John.
Patrick's brother.
Patrick's brother.
Yeah, you know what? I do like him. I would like to see him attempt to host a tell-all, actually. I really, really do think John is funny, but he's spot on with his evaluations, and he definitely says off the wall stuff. So yeah, not very many people make my list, but I would like to see him try to host a tell all.
True. Let's see. I'm just reading comments. They need a host who can hold their ground and ask the probing questions. Someone who has had a successful marriage on the show.
Oh, so somebody who did the show and came out and stayed together and was able to make it work. That's true. I can see that. Somebody who did this and successfully made it out on the other side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, I don't know if that makes them a better or worse host if their relationship lasted or not, right?
Well, no, not necessarily. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe they would have a little more insight on calling out red flags for the people who are early on in the relationship. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm down for the host who have had a failed relationship. You know, I'm down for either one. I just want somebody who's going to say the right thing, watch the show, pay attention, and ask the right questions.
True. All right, I'm going through my tweets one last time and make sure we didn't miss anything, but I think we like hit all the topics. It wasn't that eventful of a tell-all.
No, episode. I called it the Adnan show tonight. Like mm-hmm. it was just Adnan talking over everybody and being extra judgmental. But we didn't get, like you said, like we didn't get a lot of new developments in anything. We got a little Niles and Matilda, which got cut off pretty quickly because Adnan wouldn't let them talk. And we got some Veya and Sunny, which again got cut off pretty early because Adnan wouldn't let them talk. So yeah, there weren't a lot of new developments tonight.
True. So I think we hit everything. Do you want to see if Jenny wants to say anything, which is pineapple?
Oh yeah, if she wants to say something, she can say something. I was just talking to her yesterday.
Okay, I know she may be shy, so I'm gonna give you the ability to speak, but you don't have to speak. But yeah, we should see if she wants to say anything as our Patreon supporter.
Oh yeah, and guys, when we get that up and running completely, we're gonna be able to read our Patreon subscribers. We're gonna be able to read your comments in live real time over the podcast, so you'll be able to participate with us in real time. But you don't have to wait till the end of the show to hear your comments. We'll be able to see it in real time, so we can include your thoughts and opinions as we're going on.
True. And then yeah, like I added Jenny's name into the description text of the show as like a shout out. So that's another perk.
Oh yeah. Every week. Yeah. Your name will be listed on the description and we'll be talking to you guys directly and answering your comments and reading your username. So yeah, I'm excited for the more interactive part. part of it, because that's what I really like about I do lives on Instagram with people for the after show, and I just love the live comments, the live interaction, because I know obviously my opinion is not the only opinion. Some people can watch one scene and get a completely different perception, so I love to see the different opinions of everybody.
True. Well, I guess we should end it there, considering it's like 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's late. Tomorrow, The Last Resort comes on. Darcy put out a tweet, or no, an Instagram this week that she was excited to see everybody so really soon. So that means I think she'll be on The Last Resort tomorrow, unless she's lying. But she put out the post a few days ago. It's like, can't wait to see you guys soon. And then it said TLC underneath it. So I'm assuming that we'll see Darcy tomorrow on The Last Resort.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know how excited y'all are for that, but Darcy and Stacey will be back on your TV at the same time.
Mm-hmm. True. All right, well, thank you everyone for listening to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday right before MLK Day.
Yeah.
Well, technically, I guess right now it is MLK Day because it's after midnight.
Yeah, it's MLK Day. It's a big day tomorrow, so everybody stay safe and say a prayer for the country, right? I think TikTok is back up and running. So, yeah, say a prayer for our country. Hopefully, I think we get on track. So, we're
don't put your money into those bullshit coins, crypto coins.
Oh, I
mean coins. I mean,
I never have. Yeah. I always thought that was a bad idea. There are people like who will tell you differently. Guys, do as much research as you possibly can before you do that.
Yeah, I know there's a Melania coin. Don't put your money into the Melania coin.
Please don't. Guys, like, be smart with your money. Yeah. Invest in things that are going to increase in value.
True. All right. Well, we'll see y'all Friday with the whole crew, probably.
Yeah, everybody will be back on Friday. We'll be talking about the rest of the craziness and whatever Jasmine does this week. She's been pretty active lately, so we'll be talking about that too.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the Jasmine tea that keeps spilling, right?
Yeah, it's literally just a tea kettle spilling everywhere. She hasn't given us a break yet, so.
True. All right, well, thank you, everyone. Have a good Monday. Hopefully you're off work.
Yeah, hopefully, and then y'all can spend the day watching The Last Resort. I'll be live tweeting it tomorrow.
Sounds good. And I'll put this up on Spotify and Apple tomorrow sometime so you can listen to the replay, which I will as well.
Yes, do that. And then send us a picture where you're listening. Okay, guys. Bye.
Peace.